I have to say, the tech industry is going through such an exciting, fundamental shift right now. We're moving away from those passive, prompt-driven AI tools we've all grown used to, and stepping into a whole new era of active, autonomous AI agents. It feels like a real turning point.
It certainly is. And it's a meaningful one. Unlike traditional models that just wait for a user to type something and respond, agentic AI actually takes the wheel. It can independently break down complex objectives, pull in external tools, debug its own errors, and run entire tasks from start to finish until a goal is actually met.
Exactly. And what's really fueling this transition are two massive developments we're seeing. On one side, you've got Anthropic's Claude Code, which is bringing that enterprise-grade reliability and deep integration right into our terminals and IDEs. On the other, you've got OpenClaw, this open architecture framework that's really democratizing agentic development for smaller teams and startups. It's fantastic to see the playing field leveling out.
It's definitely changing the landscape. This technological leap has radically transformed how we approach software engineering workflows. We're seeing developers rapidly evolve from line-by-line coders into system architects and AI supervisors. It's a profound shift in daily practice.
I love that. By handing over all the repetitive coding, configuration, and boilerplate work to these autonomous agents, engineering teams can finally breathe and focus on what really matters: high-level design, security validation, and performance optimization. It dramatically speeds up development cycles. But I'll be honest, this rapid acceleration has also triggered some pretty significant operational and market disruption.
You're right to flag that. The rapid deployment of autonomous coding agents has introduced some critical, serious challenges. When AI systems have the power to directly modify production code, deploy updates, and interact with cloud infrastructure, the margin for error shrinks considerably.
It's a bit nerve-wracking, honestly. Security teams are now facing the complex task of auditing AI-generated logic for subtle vulnerabilities and misconfigured permissions. And reliability is another huge concern. Sometimes these agents implement overconfident workarounds that completely bypass established best practices.
Precisely. And it's not just technical. Organizations are actively grappling with how to restructure their teams, figure out billing models for AI-driven development, and maintain strict quality control in this new paradigm. It requires careful, deliberate management.
But the good news is, the industry isn't just sitting on its hands. We're actively adapting to navigate these growing pains. Companies are rolling out strict operational guardrails. Think mandatory human-in-the-loop approvals for production deployments, automated security scanning pipelines, and clearly defined access boundaries for these AI agents.
And that's working hand-in-hand with a major shift in skill development. Simultaneously, developers are upskilling in prompt engineering, system architecture, and AI oversight. This evolution is actually spawning entirely new professional roles, like AI workflow designers and agentic system auditors, whose entire job is to ensure these tools operate safely and efficiently.
It's really inspiring to see how we're evolving alongside the technology. Ultimately, the rise of Claude Code and OpenClaw marks a definitive industry reckoning. We're learning to collaborate, not just compete with the tools we build.
That's a fair assessment. Autonomous AI has moved from a theoretical concept to a practical reality, permanently altering how technical work is structured. While the initial phase of disruption will eventually stabilize, the emerging standard will be one of collaborative partnership between humans and AI.
I'm so optimistic about that partnership. It's going to unlock incredible creativity and efficiency.
Agreed. The age of the AI agent has officially arrived, and the transformation of the tech sector is just beginning.